K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh my God, hello, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel, you are caller 20.
Hi, Kevin, oh my God, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're going to join us on December 13th for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. A man in Missouri got his car repossessed, and a sheriff's deputy was nice enough to give him a ride. And he said, hold on, let me get some drugs out of my car, and got arrested. In Florida, a dude stole a fire engine. It's that magical time of year again when the McRib is back, which I love. The Monday high-speed chase. That driver made it into Mexico. What? 420 Catch of the Day is our new music featured in the 5 o'clock an extra pair of tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What is wrong with you?
Got some great news if you're a fast food fan like I am. The McRib is back. I'm much too excited about that. We have more tickets for you for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, the All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, Rise Against, The Paradox, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. We're going to give those away at the top of the hour, so about 20 minutes from right now. First, though, some breaking news on a sandwich.
McDonald's viral sandwich is back. We're talking about the McRib.
I love it. Probably more than I should. Now we're talking. This might be my favorite fast food item.
The cult favorite will be in restaurants for a limited time.
But why?
It's an unusually early return for the favorite, about a month before the usual release. Now,
why do they have a release date for maybe the best sandwich ever? Maybe that's an exaggeration.
Fan page called McRib Locator pointed out.
When I'm feeling bad about myself, I remind myself there's a fan page called the McRib Locator.
That the release date comes as the fast food chain's Monopoly game ends. So, you know, some marketing there.
Yeah, don't care.
It appears McDonald's is keeping promotions chained together.
I think we've lost the thread of this story about the McRib.
The McRib features a processed pork patty.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that. But do I care? No.
Similar to the spare ribs.
Yeah, again, I doubt it.
And barbecue sauce, pickles, and onions in a French-type roll.
It is a mess of a sandwich, and I'm not sure what I'm eating, to be honest, but I love it.
It is my producer's favorite fast food item, so, of course, we had to have it at the top of the show. He's waiting on that McRib to get on out there.
Get in my belly!
We have tickets for you for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 13th, coming up in 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, you're caller 20 and you win.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
All right, cool,
well
thank
done.
You.
December 13th, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
It is 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I probably love high-speed chases too much. Question mark. But there was a woman on Monday who led law enforcement on a chase from Ventura County all the way to Mexico. I watched part of it. Here's some of the coverage.
A Southern California pursuit going from Ventura County all the way to the Mexico border.
I watched what turned out to be a very small part of this chase because it went past my house on the 405 South.
A wild pursuit from the San Fernando Valley to Mexico.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Mexico.
You may have watched it right here on Eyewitness News at 11 a.m.
Yeah, we already discussed that. I watched part of it.
We picked up the chase in the Sepulveda Pass around 11:20. Scott Reif overhead helping us call it all.
I mean, they could start around the 405 at Burbank Boulevard in the Van Nuys area, and you do have a patrol car right behind. We also have a helicopter overhead.
The woman was reportedly able to make it to Mexico by about 1:30 p.m.
What are you talking about, made it to Mexico? I haven't been there in a minute, but that line can take, I could walk from my house to Mexico in the amount of time it took her to get across the border. They don't have a phone to call ahead? Phone to call ahead?
An amazing feat to make it down the 405 through Orange County to the 5 in San Diego County, no traffic, and a little more than 2 hours.
I've made that trip so many times, and no traffic is bullshit. I've never been able to make that drive in less than 4 or 5 hours.
The woman driving about 155 miles, never hitting extreme rates of speed. The CHP attempting several spike strips. The woman able to avoid all of them.
They tried 4 different times to throw out spike strips, and she saw it coming each time and just went around it.
Disrupt that. Or, oh boy, what is that? Was that a spike strip they tried to go around? That may have been.
It was. It was thrown by the police.
I don't know where it came from, though, unless a patrol car somehow got it out there. Because they closed the northbound side, I think it's going to make the spike strip that much more difficult because the suspect will have time.
Let's watch the replay.
There they are. You see, they tried it right there. You saw the officer at the top of your screen.
Here's what we know about the driver. She reportedly took that van from her mother, who called the CHP.
And how was she not caught in the line that you have to wait in before you go into Mexico?
Right now, we don't know if Mexican authorities will work with police here in the U.S. to take her into custody.
Yeah, she actually came back and they arrested her. But she brought everybody aboard a Cheetos.
Tampa man now sitting behind bars charged with stealing a fire engine from a hospital parking lot.
A dude in Florida stole a fire engine. What's up with Florida's on the way?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A Tampa man now sitting behind bars charged with stealing a fire engine from a hospital parking lot.
The guy stole a fire engine. I wouldn't even know how to drive one.
And then crashing it.
Well, now that makes sense. I don't know how you would drive a fire engine if you're not familiar with it.
Investigators say they're just thankful the situation ended before it got worse. Fox 13's Aaron Mesmer is live near St. Joe's Hospital where this all began this morning. Aaron, you don't hear this happening every day. Tell us more.
It is a strange thing to hear somebody stole a fire engine.
Mark, yeah, this happened at about 9:30 this morning, which is a really busy time of day in this area of Tampa around the hospital.
So the fire engine's at the hospital, seeing if they need to attend to some kind of medical issue, and a dude jumps in the driver's seat and takes off.
And Tampa Fire Rescue says that's why it's really fortunate that no firefighters, no other drivers were seriously hurt. Tampa Fire Rescue released images of the fire engine that was stolen and involved in the accident.
I mean, I understand why he crashed it. Why did he take it?
There's some damage on the truck and to its equipment. According to investigators, firefighters were initially responding to a cardiac-related emergency and brought the patient here to St. Joseph's Hospital.
And that's when Florida man saw his opening.
We're told the driver of the fire engine parked at the hospital, stepped away for a moment to see if his help was needed with the patient. Police say that's when 59-year-old Warren Scudder got into the fire engine and drove away.
I mean, I can drive a stick shift, and I don't know how to drive a fire engine.
We're told Scudder crashed into an SUV near the corner of MLK Boulevard and North MacDill Avenue and then kept going.
Can't stop a fire engine with a mere car?
Investigators say officers were able to surround the fire engine and block its path a few blocks away near Poplar Avenue.
All right, so he only made it a couple of blocks, and then they literally boxed him in with police cars.
Scudder was arrested and faces several charges, including grand theft, hit and run, and DUI.
Are you kidding me? That guy was drunk? What?
The other driver involved in the hit and run was treated for a minor injury, but Mark, we're told he's going to be okay.
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial.
It is the world famous K-Rock.
Shout out to Ian, just all hooked up with those tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day, and Megan Holliday is here for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, a man in Vietnam was experiencing severe headaches for months, so doctors conducted a CT scan, which revealed that the man was suffering from a rare but potentially life-threatening neurological condition. An examination revealed the unusual source of the man's symptoms: a pair of chopsticks that had penetrated up his nose and gone into his brain.
What the hell?
Well, the man was initially flabbergasted over how he ended up with eating utensils in his brain. He recalled that he'd been involved in a fight 5 months before when he was out drinking. He didn't remember many details from the brawl, only that someone had stabbed him in the face with an unknown object. When he reported to the hospital at that time, those doctors didn't find anything inside of him. But since, obviously, they found these chopsticks, I saw the photos.
They were there for five months?
They were there for 5 months. I have no idea how this man, how do you blow your nose? How do you sneeze? Any of that.
And I
so
don't know.
They took him out and he's now recovering. But you know, I think the better question here is how did someone manage to aim and actually get both chopsticks up his nose the middle of the fight? So I'm actually impressed.
That's precise placement.
It's so precise. Okay, number two. Paris courts have sentenced a 27-year-old social media influencer to 1 year in prison for creating viral clips where he appeared to inject strangers with a syringe. Have you ever seen these?
I have not.
Okay.
But that's frightening.
It's horrible. During the hearing, the man claimed that he had been, quote, operating in his own world, insisting that he never meant any harm. The line between prank culture and criminal conduct is so blurred at this point. And if you have to do something like this to get clicks, you can suck my butt. I hate this guy and he deserves to rot in jail. And number three, a driver in Fullerton got pulled over for speeding. And along with his ID and registration, he also handed the officer a Monopoly get out of jail free card.
Oh, excellent.
Hoping that it would save the day. The Fullerton Police Department shared this on social media. And although the officer had a good laugh and commended the driver on his creativity, he did not accept the card and he wrote him a ticket.
I think
which
I would have
so
tried
lame.
That.
Yeah.
I would have tried that.
I mean, it's worth the shot.
Sure.
And a cool officer would be like, okay, I'll
sure.
let you go. You know? All right. I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It's a new song from Tame Impala off their new album Deadbeat. They performed last night at the Kia Forum. They're there tonight again and then also on the 17th of November. Peace of Heaven is the name of it. It's Tame Impala, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Last night, tonight, and the 17th at the Forum. That's Tame Impala, the new song Peace of Heaven. That's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
This band, Wet Leg, they're playing Acoustic Christmas. It is Mange 2.
We are going to take your phone calls on a topic. We do this every day about this time at 800-520-1067. I think Megan has a million-dollar idea.
Yes. Yeah, so
I'm pretty sure.
I came in the other day and I said, all right, Kev, I've got it. Because I like to go to In-N-Out more than I should.
Right.
And I went the other night and it was a really long line.
Yes.
And I just thought someone should make an app where it tells you how long the In-N-Out lines are at all the different locations.
That'd be pretty great.
You
so
know?
you could just go near your house and figure out which one has the shortest line.
Yeah. Because sometimes there's one close enough to where you're like, oh, well, I might as well just drive a little farther and the line will be shorter. And it'll be, you know, probably save time. And yes. So that is my bright idea.
What a great idea.
Thank you.
I love it. In and out, get on that. Come on. We're going to talk about your invention ideas, either now or in years past. You thought this would be a great idea. Bean had one back in the Kevin and Bean days, which is you spell out the network on your remote control for the television. So
oh, okay.
If you want to watch TBS, you type in TBS because it seems to be different on every single
Yeah, in every different place
channel.
That you're living. Yes, yeah.
And it's almost impossible to figure that stuff out.
It's true. I like that.
And mine was the Car Chase channel, which has happened.
Oh, okay. So just one channel completely dedicated to car chases.
Round the clock. Uh-huh. I thought we could get people in that were being chased. Have them give us insights. What were you thinking here when you jumped out of the car and ran across the freeway?
Oh, I like that.
That kind
interviews.
Of stuff.
Okay. So now is that on YouTube then?
No, it's an actual
it's
TV
an
channel.
Actual
yeah.
TV. Wow.
Dave the King of Mexico texted me, I don't know, a week ago and said, who are we going to sue? I was like, well, I didn't really do any work on that one.
Oh, I love it.
But you had an invention for something. 800-520-1067. We were just checking with our technical people, our IT people. Do we have an app for the Almost Acoustic Christmas to tell you when the next band is coming on? And the answer is no. But we should. That'd be pretty cool. Sort of like you were saying.
Like Coachella.
Yeah, like Coachella, where they give you a little buzz.
Yeah, like a 10 minutes till this artist goes on. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Because how many times have you been in the beer line or in the line for the bathroom or whatever, and the band comes on, you're like, ah!
Yep, exactly.
So
I like it.
Your invention ideas, 800-520-1067. You can call with them and or text with them.
And the most entertaining call, we've got another pair of tickets for you to go to Acoustic Christmas.
800-520-1067. Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. This is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. You're caller 20. You win.
Woohoo! Oh, my
Nicely done.
Oh, my God.
December 13th, you're going to join us for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
I can't believe it. I'm just sitting here waiting for my kid's cheerleading coach to get here. I'm like, when are they going to get here? Oh, well, listen to the radio.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
We are taking phone calls based on her idea to make an app.
Yeah.
Tell us your app idea, your invention.
All right. Well, so it will tell you every single wait time for an In-N-Out that's around you so that you know how long the lines are.
So maybe you go an extra mile and they have a shorter line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that'd be a great app.
Thank you.
So we're taking your ideas for inventions, either now or in the past. What do you got?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're going to have to call back.
I do apologize.
K-Rock, hello. Do you have an idea for an invention?
I've got an invention. I'm a drummer, and it's a CO2-charged drumstick launcher for when you drop a stick while you're playing.
Oh, so it just throws one up at you.
Yeah, it would just come up next to the snare drum, boom, grab it, set it for your launch height so you know where to grab it at.
Wow.
Instead of having to look down in the bag.
That's fantastic till it goes crazy and starts
spitting them out.
You.
I love this.
I think you'd only keep one stick in there. I don't think it would be like a gun magazine where you'd have a bunch loaded in there.
Yeah, probably not. You're right. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hey, you have an invention?
I did about 30 years ago.
All right, let's hear it.
I kind of invented the internet without knowing it.
Did you?
Well, we were driving home from Disneyland one night, and computers existed, but the internet didn't exist yet. And I thought, God, it would be so cool if I knew if there was an onboard computer that would tell me where the closest wiener schnitzel is.
Important.
Wow, where the closest wiener schnitzel is.
Yes, and I thought there could be towers in each town, and it could have all this data, and we could have onboard computers on our in our car. And this was 30 years ago.
I like that you dreamt up the internet, but your use for it was just wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel on the way home from Disneyland. That's right.
I love it. You're a genius.
That's pretty great. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. I have an invention story.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so this was at a time where apps weren't really a thing yet.
Right.
And my husband and I had moved. So I was going through the Yellow Pages trying to find a different restaurant to try.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a tech guy. So I said, hey, you know what? You should create a website where people can post reviews and menus of different places to eat. And he said, nah, that's stupid. We're not going to make any money doing that.
Uh-oh.
Wow, that hurts. That's a sad story.
So I claim I invented Yelp.
All right.
Yeah, I think technically you did. Do you hold it against him?
Well, I kicked him out about 15 years ago.
All right, so yes. Yes is the answer. Wow, that's rough.
Oh, my God.
All right, your invention idea either now or in the past, 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to go to Acoustic Christmas.
Hey, Rock, hello. You have an idea for an invention?
It's called Pawn a Bong. I'm an avid glass collector, and I have a lot of glass that I don't use anymore, but I don't want to throw it away.
So what's the app called again?
Pawn a Bong. So you bring your old glass in.
Oh, Pawn a Bong.
And I resell it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually feel like I can wrap my head around this because there's a lot of nice glass out there.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I have a piece that's 28 years old.
Oh, my God.
I never think about throwing that thing away.
Of course. But you'll sell it for like 10 bucks.
Hey, you know, if somebody can get some use out of it, of course.
Pawn a Bong, baby.
Pawn a Bong.
We have some creative listeners.
We really do. I've been laughing all day.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're taking your phone calls of invention ideas that you have. What do you got?
I wanted to invent when I used to go to clubs and, you know, how females wear dresses and we get sweaty in between. A hair dryer or an air dryer that you step on and it will blow up to dry us all the sweat away.
Like Marilyn Monroe style.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So would this be, like, in the bathroom?
No, you have to do it in public. I'm in. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, I got an idea for an app.
Let's hear it.
All right, so it's called Wingman. So basically, it's like Uber, but he's going to go out and party with you. You're going to get drunk. You're going to have your fun and whatever, but he's going to be your designated driver. So you don't have to do an Uber. A lot of people, they do Ubers, and they're pretty expensive now.
Right.
But with Wingman, you basically got a guy who's not going to drink with you, but hang out with you and get you home safely in your own vehicle.
So it's like renting a friend.
It's renting a friend.
Pretty much,
they
yeah.
do that in Japan. They have people yeah. who will be your friend for the night. That's a great idea.
Yep, you should do it.
I'm telling you, man, Wingman, it even has a cool name.
I like it.
All right.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a great app idea.
All right, let's hear it.
You know, we all have a little trouble parking sometimes, you know, like parallel parking or whatever, but it's an app that, as you're parking, it encourages you. It says, hey, good job.
You're doing great.
Why don't we go ahead and try that again?
Yeah, you can do it. Back up and give yourself a little more room.
Exactly.
And really, you could use this app for a lot of different scenarios.
Sex, for example. Back up and go at it again. Give it a little more space.
Get in there, slugger.
Get in there, slugger.
I love him.
Wow. What's your name? Hello?
JP.
JP. That is a great idea. It's $1 million idea.
Yes.
The encouragement app.
Woo, we
Come
all
on.
Need it.
You could have the stepdad app that goes, you know, you tried your hardest, but you just failed.
Oh, my God.
Maybe let's stick with
the
encouragement.
We're getting into different territory here.
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Yes. Thank you, man. Thanks for listening. Woo-hoo! Looking forward to seeing them at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
I know, and I was thinking back to when we had Amy Lee here in the studio, and she's such a badass.
She's so cool.
I'm very excited. And yes, tickets to Acoustic Christmas, December 13th at the Forum. They're on sale now, so grab them on Ticketmaster.com.